AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
She's got weird hair.
Oh!
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
They, listen, I'm going to say this in all sincerity. Like, Michigan beat the snot out of Auburn. The Cougs barely got by Auburn.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and Michigan beat by 40. I think it was like, it was 30-something. I don't know where.
Are you calling into question Kelvin Sampson's coaching?
I'm calling into question this Cougs being... No, right now, and this is the same as last year. At this point last year, they lost a couple of games to good, not great teams. And they did it last night. Of course, there was a free throw discrepancy of 18 more free throws for Tennessee there.
So. But it was really 10 because they started fouling in the end.
Yeah.
Like those, throw those away, but that's still a discrepancy.
It was a huge discrepancy. And regardless, the Cougs do not, at this time, the Cougs are not a top team in the country. By the time they get to the tournament, they'll be one of, if not the best team.
That's why nobody's worried.
That's right.
Right, because they have shown it over and over again. They'll play themselves into that contender. They'll play themselves into that feisty team that's going to be a hard out. So you use these games to find out your rotations, learn a little bit and move on.
I mean, you know, Sharp in Uzan. Kingston was unbelievable last night.
Yeah.
He was so good. So good. And he is, he might be a one-and-done guy.
He should be.
Well, not really. I mean, about Kelvin Sampson player, they're not one and done guys. They actually and you know what? They're better players for sticking around.
Yeah, but let him leave if he's good enough. Yeah. You lose one out of
Jairus Walker did, and look at he doesn't have a career. Mm. Yeah. I mean,
that's a good point.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he's got that first round money to comfort him. But
you're
a top 20 player.
That second contract is the one you want.
Well, he may not have gotten that period. And maybe more years in college, he doesn't get the first round money. That's the risk you take. Kingston Fleming, top 20 pick, number three point guard in the country. That's a type who thinks one and done's a real possibility.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he'll probably be a better pro than Jairus, but Kelvin Sampson kids stick around. Let's get Jonathan in here. He wants to talk about the Oklahoma State hire. Everybody's talking about it right now. What's up, Jonathan?
Well, I just want to get y'all's thoughts on Eric Morris being hired. This may be a hot take, but I think with his coaching pedigree, you know, as young as it is, I still think he probably wins the Big 12 within 5 years.
You know, he is a really good coach. Really good coach. It'll be, you know what, that was a job, that's a tough job. And I'm telling you, that's a place that, the way Gundy went about it was just awful, I mean, he had 60 new guys coming in every year, 60, 70 new guys. So that players, they go there, they don't want to play for them, they get out. It's awful.
It was just the last 5 years that changed, or was it? Just not a good place for a while.
His sugar getter was broke.
Yeah.
He didn't care anymore. He got his big money. He got $30 million.
Yeah.
And he didn't care anymore.
Eric Morris, by the way, North Texas head coach.
He's a good coach, bro. He's a quarterback whisperer.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, Baker.
Yeah.
Who else?
He was at Oregon with...
Cam Ward?
He was with Cam Ward. Twice he was with Cam Ward.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a quarterback whisperer. He is going to be... It won't be long before he wins the Big 12.
How old is he?
Be long before he leaves Oklahoma State.
Are they going to pony up to build that roster?
That's the question.
Who's the booster now that's going to pony up to make sure they can compete with Tech? Tech is not going to stop spending money.
Yep. They need another Boone T. Pickens.
Someone.
T. Boone Pickens. They need another T. Boone.
Eric is 40 years old.
He is a really... Remember when he was playing for Tech? He was their next Amendola.
Yeah, I don't remember him.
You don't remember him?
I don't remember him.
Yeah. So. Dana coached him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He was Mouse, I think they called him?
I don't remember. No. I should remember him because he was playing while I was in college. We were the same age. So, like, I should remember, but I don't remember Eric Morris.
You don't remember him?
No. Yeah.
He was their next Danny Amendola. Yeah,
Welker and Amendola.
Yes.
They had several, yes.
Yeah.
He was next in line. It's like they just printed them out.
Mm. Right. But he knows how to coach quarterbacks now. This kid at North Texas is thrown for 400 or 500 every week.
Wild.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's good. So, nice hire. Nice hire by Oklahoma State. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo? ¿Por qué siempre te llama el gordo? Este cabrón aquí es pinche cabrón este. Que sigue diciendo cosas malas de ti.
Es que solo como curry y couscous.
Es couscous.
Don't do this.
El señor couscous. El señor couscous.
Señor couscous.
Señor couscous. Señor couscous.
Señor couscous.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
What's up, Gordo? What it do?
Why? He keeps saying that.
Yeah, it's all love, man. He's trying to save my life. You know, he's one of my sponsors. You know, he's actually sponsoring me, and he's trying to save my life. So I mean, I get
steps,
it. You know,
maybe 12 steps away from the buffet.
It's the couscous course. That's what it is.
Didn't you?
Well, man, bro, did you ever find out what's the secret word for Yanni's? I didn't hear it.
Oh, no, we don't have it yet. I'm going to have to... Are you going to be in the neighborhood?
I was thinking about it. I got one.
What is it?
Transginger.
That's what?
Transginger.
Okay. Call back to yesterday.
You want to do transginger?
I like that.
That was yesterday.
A little callback. Yeah. Good setup, La Raza.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure because that really was offensive to Dustin. Transginger.
Terrible.
Hey, but like honestly, guys, y'all messed up my y'all didn't answer my question yesterday about the Texans.
Hold on. No. Trying to save your life, Gordo.
You're so mean. He's the worst person.
Walk him away from taqueria.
And then you tell Leslie J I'm on suicide watch. Thanks, bro. I appreciate
what?
That
I never
too.
Said that.
Wow.
Whoa, I did not say that. That
you,
I don't
kind of did.
No.
Poor Lazy J.
No.
No, Lazy J. You know, he's a bum. He said he got my boy on suicide watch.
Man, Lazy J.
Lazy J, eat it up.
Hey, guys, what do y'all think about Shangoon and, you know, passing a LeBron?
Pass first guy like LeBron. You guys used to criticize LeBron for that. What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know, it's always a tough topic with LeBron, with Lazy J. You know, he always gets emotional.
He does.
Emotionally damaged, you know?
Screw LeBron.
No, but honestly, I had the serious question. The serious question was yesterday I asked you was about the Colts and Texans game this weekend.
What about
Is it the downfall of the Colts? Is it the downfall of the Colts, or is it the uprising of the Texans? Do you think
well,
that
I will say this. I will say this in all seriousness. Don't you want to know about that player from Pittsburgh State? I thought that was your serious question. The Pittsburgh State player.
I'm not doing that.
In all seriousness about the Colts, they're not as good as their record.
No.
They're not as good. They're not.
What should their record be then?
Well, I will also say this. They should have beat the Rams, and the Rams are really good.
Yeah,
if it wasn't for that drop in the end zone.
Mitchell doesn't do what he did. They beat the Rams.
They beat, yeah.
But they didn't.
But they didn't.
So maybe they're just 8-3.
It's a scary game. It's a scary game.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm actually not terrified at all. I think the Texans are on this momentum right now. The defense is they're legit. We all agree.
I will say this: Danny Dimes is in for some rude awakening.
Yes.
With this defense,
and I think the offense is going to be fine.
What does fine mean?
Give me 17 points. That's all I need. Give me 17.
That is a
listen.
D'Amico said yesterday.
D'Amico said yesterday we're shooting for 21.
Okay.
If they had 21 points every game, what would their record be?
Well, they wouldn't have beat the Seahawks
9-2.
No, they wouldn't have beat the Jags at 9 and with 21 points.
They
wouldn't have beat the Seahawks
21.
They would have beat the Rams. They would have beat Tampa.
Yep.
Win. They would have beat Jacksonville. They'd be 3-0, 4-0, 5-0.
5-0 start.
5-1, 6-1, 7-1.
Wow.
7-2, 8-2.
9-2.
They'd be 9-2 if they scored 21 points every game.
And just one game ahead of the Colts going into this week's matchup.
They didn't score.
Here's the problem for them this week is Jonathan Taylor. They have got to stop. If Jonathan Taylor goes off, the Texans will lose.
Coming off a mediocre game for him, there will be an emphasis on getting him the football. I don't like the tight end matchup because the Colts, what they like to do against the aggressiveness of the Texans using their tight ends in the passing game, I don't like the Azeez Ashayer, Harry Toa stuff on some of the play action. We get your eyes one way, and we're going to slip a tight end out with Tyler Warren. I don't like the Tyler Warren versus anybody in underneath coverage matchup. Yeah. Maybe Petrie's back to cover him. I don't know how they'll deploy him. The Colts will use their tight ends, particularly Warren.
Tyler Warren has been good this year. I thought he was going to dominate like Bowers did last year. He's been good. He hasn't been great, though. But you're right. He's a weapon that the Texans have a problem with. They're going to have a problem with Tyler Warren. They're going to have a problem with Jonathan Taylor, and they're going to have a problem. They won't have any problem with Danny Dimes or the receivers.
Well, they have good receivers. It's just the pass rush will be will mitigate all that.
Yeah. The key is going to be whether or not they can stop Taylor. That's going to be the key.
And the Texans operate on the road in a hostile environment. With CJ coming back for his first game in, what are we talking about, 4 weeks now?
Three plus weeks. It's going to be loud.
Yeah. Can they operate?
Oh, my head's hurting.
I'm not talking about I'm talking about the team overall. Wow. Not his head.
He doesn't care about him. He doesn't care about
him. Well, we know he doesn't care about him.
Wow.
Is he playing?
He has not cleared concussion protocol. We expect him to go through practice today and clear it, and then he should be okay.
Yeah, today is Wednesday.
They're back at practice.
Yeah, they weren't in practice yesterday. They'll do it.
The Colts' schedule is so weird because they played the Texans twice and the Jags twice in the back end of the season. They really back-end loaded this thing.
Expected to be good, so I don't know that anyone thought these matches would be that consequential.
I haven't looked at all the other divisions, but is it just back-end loaded, like where the NFL just wants divisions decided?
The Ravens haven't played the Steelers once, so.
Yeah,
they did that last year with them as well.
Yeah. We just won.
Sometimes they do it, but the Jags have played the Texans, and that's out of the way. The Texans have played the Titans, and that's out of the way. So I don't know why the Colts are the one team who they held off on as far as giving them their division matchups like this.
Yeah,
that's a good reel.
It just so happens the Colts are good, so it matters. In a different year, if it was Anthony Richardson playing, we wouldn't even think twice about these games happening at this point.
All right, 713-780-3776. Look at a serious question from Larrosa.
Oh. Well, he also asked, you tried to ask him about the Pittsburgh State tight end or whatever.
Yeah. I'm just wondering.
What are your thoughts on him?
I don't have any thoughts on him.
Oh,
I wanted to see if Irv had any thoughts on
Got
him.
Got
it. Because for some reason he brings him
Raheel up. Raheel thinks Irv's thoughts are just about turkey and stuffing, I think.
He's worried about the Pittsburgh State tight end.
I was proud of my 12-step joke.
12 steps away from the buffet. So is that what you said?
You are.
That's pretty happy.
You're pretty happy with that.
That's pretty happy.
820. Don't go in.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, Lance isn't here. Raheel is here. I got a proposition for you.
All right,
what you got? The Aggies beat the Longhorns on Friday, you have to wear an India jersey. India.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no.
You have to wear a cricket, India cricket jersey.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah. No. That's what, okay, bigger rivalry. Longhorns and Aggies or Pakistan and India?
I mean, one has some real stakes. Yes. I mean, I get people care a lot about Aggies, Longhorns, but we got some giant stakes in the other one.
And unfortunately, Pakistan right now is not doing well, so it's like, we're the Aggies.
Oh.
India's been dominating them in cricket. It's been
How bad. Much do you hate that?
A lot.
A
lot.
Okay, is there anything you can beat them in? I mean,
that's it. Cricket's the only thing they care about.
That's it?
That's it. There's no
That's their
there's
NFL?
There's no soccer. There's no,
no
football. They have
I mean, they have teams.
They have teams, but they don't. It's like literally a bunch of people just show up. They're like, you want to play? Yeah, let's go. I'll play.
So they actually watch cricket there? People yes. care about it?
Yes.
No.
It's bigger than NFL. It's bigger than anything here.
Well, you have to wear
India. It. No.
Yeah. What's their colors?
It's this blue, white, and orange.
I'm going to get you a jersey.
You can get it. I'm not going to wear it.
Yeah. If the Aggies beat the Horns.
It's like if someone said, I'm going to get you a Dodgers jersey. Yeah. You wouldn't wear it.
It's, what?
It's like if someone said, if the Texans lose to the Colts, you got to wear a Dodgers jersey. You're not going to wear it.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, so he's not going to wear it.
Well, I mean.
But it's not going to happen.
But no, but
Longhorns aren't losing.
The Texans and Colts are not. It's the Longhorns.
Well, pick a rivalry you care about. That's the same thing. You're not wearing the Dodgers jersey. He's not wearing the Indian cricket jersey.
SMU Cal.
Biggest rivalry in the ACC.
Biggest rivalry in the ACC.
That's right.
That's ACC football right there.
Whatever.
Dad, let's go.
Nothing says the Big 12 like UCF
Dallas team and
the Cougs. Okay. Or UCF or no. The Cougs versus name a team, Kansas State.
Nothing says the Big 12. That's it. You can stop right there.
Well, that's because you left and you think it doesn't matter
Big
anymore.
Big 12. Houston is in Texas. Big 12.
And they play Kansas State. What does that mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's important.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's the
Cal
trophy?
Is on the Pacific Coast. Why would they be in the ACC?
It's still a coast.
Because USC and Oregon ruined the Pac-12, so they had to find a place to play. That's your actual answer.
They did. They ruined it. Like Florida State's going to ruin the ACC.
Why, what, leaving?
Yeah.
Who wants them? They can't even pay off their coach. Poor-ass school.
Dang.
Man.
What's the trophy for the Cougars, Kansas State? What is it?
They're both cats.
Yeah, what is it? Like the pen? What? Is there something that they get when they win?
No.
Then that's not a rivalry.
They don't even play. You know that, play you know each other that thing this year.
That little toy you have that you distract toy. Your cats with? That's what they get.
Cat toy?
Yeah, cat toy.
That's
a laser pen?
Yeah. The cats. Each mascot's just flailing at this laser pen.
Have you seen cats chasing laser pens?
No.
Pull it up.
No. Then don't do that to Lance because he'll get lost. He'll forget he's doing radio.
When K-State and the Cougs play each other, just like in the Big Ten, when someone wins, they run over to the other sideline and grab the trophy. Yeah. Is there like a giant laser pin over there? Yeah. And whoever wins runs to the sideline? Or they go, the Cougs retain the laser pin. And it, and they
flash it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. God, look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Big 12 football. The best
doesn't get
there
any better.
Is.
Big 12 football, it's there.
Big 12 football,
that's it. It's there.
It doesn't get any.
We've got an auto bid.
Big 12 football, we have games.
Let's Big 12 might have two teams as opposed to the ACC.
No, the Big 12 is having one game. BYU is not beating Tech.
Well,
even if they do,
ACC is for sure a one bid league.
That's not for sure.
Terrible.
That's not for sure.
Terrible.
All it takes is a little chaos and you might get two.
Play this Kendrick Perkins bite.
What Kendrick Perkins bite?
Oh gosh.
Oh, I put it in there. You have a new spokesperson, okay? You do. Well, because we have to go to Stephen A. Smith for everything, right? Anything that's racial, we have to go to Stephen A. Smith.
We don't have to. No one nominated
him. No, yes, we do.
Who nominated him for that, John?
Stephen A. Smith nominated
Stephen
himself.
Stephen A. No. If there's anything racial, we're going right to Stephen
vote.
A. Okay. He's the new. But we got a new one.
Okay. A new Stephen
new,
A. Smith.
New. Well, this is the most incredible. Big Perk, he's on a heater.
Big Perk is the best thing in sports media. Isn't it fun? Like, you get something to talk about. You get a clip every day in your timeline. You're like, huh?
Huh?
What?
What did he say?
I love it. The world is a better place with Big Perk.
Now listen to what Big Perk has to say about Shedeur Sanders.
Shedeur Sanders is the most powerful black man since 2009. You know what happened in 2009?
Right.
That's when President Obama got elected in office. Oh. He's the most powerful black man since 2009. You said you were sitting there watching a game in your house, and what you did? You ran with the TV.
Goddamn right.
Right?
I did.
What was you doing, DB?
I was cheering. I was happy.
You was cheering like a motherfucker.
Whoa.
When Shedeur Sanders is on.
Whoa. I didn't listen to the whole thing.
Perk.
I stopped after.
Wait, was that on ESPN?
I thought that was on ESPN.
Apparently, that was not
on
ESPN.
It was on a podcast?
ESPN. Okay.
Whoa.
Wow. You got it, though, right?
Even if you didn't.
You were like a mofo.
We just say got hacked.
Like mofo. We got hacked. Yeah,
we got hacked again. We got hacked.
How about we just got hacked? By Kendrick Perkins.
You always have an excuse now. Okay, the most powerful black man
since Barack Obama.
Dell?
Oh, you're asking me about what?
I'm just saying.
Thoughts?
Kendrick Perkins.
I'd rather talk about thoughts than talk about what Kendrick Perkins.
Not thoughts.
I like the
thoughts.
That over there I'd rather talk about than what he's saying right now.
Kendrick Perkins he's special.
Well, is it on his own platform? Does he have a podcast? Is it?
Yeah, where was this?
I don't know. It was on. They were dropping mofos on.
Yeah,
him.
Clearly. And
it
there's other bad words
it wasn't
later.
First take.
No, of course, no. It wasn't first take.
Or
no.
Wake up with Greeny.
No, it's not Wake Up with Greeny. And they're dropping mofos. It is on. Oh, I don't know.
Wherever it was.
Okay, who is the
as
most?
Soon as he said it, as soon as he said Shedeur Sanders in that tone, I knew he was
something
on some BS. And then, of course, I don't even care what his explanation is. It was like a minute 16. I don't care how he got to the point of why he thinks Shedeur Sanders is the most powerful black man. Does he mean in like America? Because there are like black men who lead countries. So I'm not sure. Is he just talking about in America?
Oh, yeah? Name one.
I can't, but I'm sure the president of Nigeria is black. I don't know his name.
Sanders.
Are you running on Sundays to watch the president of Nigeria?
I'm not running on Sundays to watch Shedeur. I didn't watch that game.
Shedeur Sanders? is the most powerful.
Look,
are you kidding me?
You two aren't in a position to talk about it, so that's why you came to me.
No, I can.
No, you can't.
No, absolutely. I can.
I can.
Stop. You don't eat sweet potato pie. You can't talk about it.
I watch football on Sundays. Uh-huh. I can talk about
Listen,
it.
Listen,
stop rubbing your forearm.
Yeah.
Unless sweet potato pie is coming out of that forearm, it doesn't matter.
I used to be called when I was young.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, if Shador is not the most powerful black man since 2000,
you guys can have a discussion. Remember last week when you guys, not you, Raheel, but John and Lance were talking about black women from the 90s they liked?
Yeah.
Continue this line of conversation. You two discuss most powerful black man in the country right now.
Most powerful black man
since 2009.
In the country right now?
Since 2009.
Shador.
Mm.
I mean,
Deion Sanders.
Hard.
I would say Deion is more powerful.
So Shador is more powerful, most powerful when a white coach decides if he plays or not.
Marcus
that doesn't
Freeman.
Sound like power to me. Who?
Marcus Freeman.
Honestly, no one man should have that.
Marcus
power.
Freeman, because he coaches the number 9 team in the country.
Yeah. He's actually powerful.
He is very powerful,
dude. Is there a better looking man?
No,
in
there's,
sports?
He's the most handsome man in all sports.
He's so good looking.
That's why he's the most powerful.
Hmm.
But he can also bench probably a lot, too.
Yeah.
Squat.
What about D'Amico?
What about him?
Is he more powerful than Shador?
He doesn't even have a first-place team, so no. Yeah.
Why is CJ not the most powerful?
He doesn't play football.
Bright lights.
Because of
the
bright lights?
The lights are too bright,
he
literally.
He can't handle the bright lights?
Raheel's like, the lights are too bright, literally.
Who else is more powerful?
Come on. You guys,
Mayor Turner, no. Rest in peace. He was powerful.
Yeah, he's not alive anymore.
No, but it's since 2009.
Oh.
As a mayor of a big city, sure. Yeah,
I think he's more powerful. LeBron James?
He's very powerful.
Since 2009?
Is Shador Sanders more powerful than LeBron James?
Since 2009, LeBron James... If you just take those years until now, Hall of Fame career.
Not as powerful. Does he have a statue? No. Like Shador does? No.
He will.
But he doesn't.
But where? Cleveland, right? He's not getting one from the Lakers.
He's getting one everywhere.
He's not getting one from the Lakers.
No. Miami?
He's not getting one in Cleveland. He left him.
He'll get one
from
Cleveland.
Yeah, but he got him one of the greatest championships
They're giving
ever.
Him a statue.
Yeah, he's getting a statue. The kid from Akron. All right. Who else? I will say Kendrick Perkins is more
than Shador.
Powerful than Shador.
Yeah, we don't play sound from Shador. We'll play from Kendrick.
Powerful black man since 2009.
That's what the man said.
Oh, my God.
And if you don't agree with it, make your own list.
Yeah. Debate him.
Debate him.
Okay. You seem to have a problem with it. Name one. More powerful.
Kendrick Lamar. More powerful than...
I would say so. He got Shador. Drake out of the paint.
Since 2009.
Kendrick Drake. Lamar.
Ooh. Dell, I need a ruling.
Well, if we go by what Kendrick said.
Okay. Does he count?
If we go by what
Patrick Mahomes? He's kind of.
I need a ruling, Dell.
I'm thinking about it. I would have allowed it, but Kendrick Lamar kind of got him out of the paint on several issues, so I'm going to go
no.
No.
Okay.
Not Drake. Hmm.
Not Drake. Drake? No.
No.
Patrick
well,
Mahomes.
He's Canadian, right?
Yeah. Well, that doesn't matter. He didn't say U.S. citizen. He just said powerful black man.
Powerful.
But. Last year suggested.
Wasn't Nelson Mandela alive at that time?
No, but not. What did Nelson Mandela do since 2009?
But he was still more powerful
His
than
work
Shador.
Was more on the. He was past
I mean,
prime.
Shador won a game? And
no, but you
won.
Ran to see it, though, what? According to Kendrick.
How
you
many
ran
people
to see the game.
Saw that game?
I was not one of them. I don't know how many people saw it.
Like Dak is going to be playing in front of 50 million.
Oh,
how
ruling?
Many people watched the
Do I need to give you a ruling
play
on Dakota
the Raiders last week?
Hold on. Dakota?
Well, Dakota ruling? Rain Prescott. Can he be that powerful, if that's his name?
Did you see his fiance?
I have not.
Pretty powerful.
Oh, you're
pretty,
telling me very, a you're telling me a pro man. Quarterback has an attractive wife?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't have seen that coming.
All right. Name a more powerful black person.
You do it. You're interested.
No, not
I'm
black
already
person, black man.
Black man, yeah.
Well, I can't.
Stop rubbing. The forearm.
I was named. Remember when they used to call me Mulatto?
Kelvin
Renato?
Sampson's more powerful than Shador Sanders.
No.
You what?
Sure he is.
Kelvin Sampson's more powerful than Shador Sanders since
yes.
2009.
Yes.
Yes.
No. I'll push.
Could
back
Shador
on.
Sanders have gotten Milos Uzan to come to University of Houston? No.
Could Kelvin Sampson throw a dart? Like the way Shador threw one?
What? He threw a dart?
Yeah. Oh. Dude, his second pass was beautiful. I was glued.
It was powerful.
It changed my life.
I'm glad we're having this discussion.
The dumbest thing anyone has ever said?
No, it's the best thing he's ever said.
He's the most powerful black man since 2009.
Since the leader of the free world.
This is the dumbest thing.
No, it's the best thing. We just did 15 minutes on it. What are you talking about? This is the best thing to ever happen.
Oh. My head. Only because this show is stupid, so Chris, of course we would talk about it.
Chris on Twitter says Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ooh. Whole cottage industry.
Created his whole production studio, the city, everything.
Getting Michael B. Jordan.
Oh,
he's getting there.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Far as the new generation.
Who was the one that died? That was
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
I mean, Ryan Coogler.
Well, Wakanda forever.
Do it.
Well, not forever.
Forever.
Wakanda
All right,
forever.
We got a break. We got to talk about the Golden Nugget. Hey, okay, so this weekend.
John Chill. Not the most powerful black man.
He's white.
Oh, I couldn't tell over the phone.
He's white.
Couldn't tell.
John Chill is not the most powerful black man.
John Chill's a pretty black name.
It's pretty black. It is.
It's a black name.
Now I can see where you were confused.
Yeah, I heard him.
I see where you'd be confused.
Assumed.
There, but no.
My bad.
But speaking of John Chill and the Golden Nugget, so 2 hours and 15 minutes on the road. You are hanging out this weekend. She's going to go shopping on Black Friday. What are you going to do? Why not go to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles? You just make a day of it. It may be the greatest thing that you're going to do this weekend. Just 2 hours and 15 minutes. You don't have to spend the weekend. You can stay overnight. Well, yeah, you can stay overnight, but you don't have to. That's a two-hour ride. And especially if you're on the east side, even less. For those of you that are listening, I mean, are you kidding me? You just get on the road, get on I-10, get to the Golden Nugget, beautiful casino, 12 restaurants, golf course, poker room, a DraftKings sportsbook. You want to talk about a great weekend of football, all the rivalry games, and you want to bet on them, and you want to watch them in the DraftKings sportsbook, can't be better. It's going to be a great, great weekend. Golden Nugget Lake Charles is where you need to be. You want to get your gamble on? Let's go. Beautiful hotel, and it's clean. It's wonderful. They keep it. I'm telling you, not everybody there is keeping up their hotel, okay, like the Golden Nugget is. Tillman is, he is making sure that this is still the preeminent place in Lake Charles, not only in Lake Charles, but in the area to go and get your gamble on. It is awesome. You're looking for the best place. How about a fun weekend? Get to the Golden Nugget, Golden Nugget Lake Charles, GoldenNuggetLC.com, GoldenNuggetLC.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. You got to call in. Who is, we thought of a couple of people that might be the most powerful black man since 2009. Lazy J, but he's too white. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
and his whole thing is built on another black man's legacy. LeBron.
La Raza?
No, LeBron.
Oh.
And his name is Lazy J. How can he be powerful? Most powerful black man?
Okay, here's a good list.
That's true, too.
Childish Altuve, he is putting out his list. Okay. Number five. You want to go backwards?
Five, yes, backwards.
Jake from State Farm. It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
David Tillman. Pretty good.
David Tillman.
Lead forecaster.
Yeah. Front channel on Channel 13.
By the way, Melanie Lawson officially retiring.
Yeah.
She announced it yesterday.
Yeah.
Good for
her. If she was a man, she would be.
Yeah. This is just the most powerful.
So who's number five?
Jake from State Farm.
Yeah.
Look at my African American over here.
Hey. Who's number four?
David Tillman.
Look at my African American over here.
This one is legit. Like, I'm not. I think this will be my pick.
Yeah.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Look at my African American over here.
Terry or the guy saying it?
Well, Kamala. Terry.
Terry is the most powerful man.
Yeah.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
If you don't know that video, it's a guy, I guess it's around July 4th, or maybe they're just setting off sparklers for whatever
no, it
reason.
Is 4th of July.
And he's sitting in the wheelchair. It's automated. I don't know if it's automated or whatever. It's battery powered.
Yeah, it's like Professor X stuff.
Yeah, and the fireworks go off, and Terry's got to put it in reverse.
And the chair freezes.
Put it in reverse, Terry!
Come on, Terry. Come on. That is number... He is well, the most... What year was that, though?
I
don't know.
Hold on.
Well, wait a minute. What about an LSU stuck his finger in my booty guy?
Was that a black man?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was
I thought that was just a Cajun man.
I thought it was just Cajun.
Or an Alabama fan, right?
Oh, yeah. I think
I don't think
it
was
guy.
A black man. I think this guy was the Southern... draw or
I
accent.
Don't think so. I think it was a black guy.
I kind of remember the guy.
An LSU fan stuck his finger in my booty.
Nah, he looked like if Nick Wright grew up in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, wow.
So, it wasn't a black guy from what I remember.
So Terry does qualify. That
when he reversed, Terry?
2017. Qualifies.
Qualifies.
He also put Jussie Smollett.
No.
Jussie is
look at my African-American over here.
And then Jeff Teague.
Jeff Ooh. Teague is
look,
the number
the Club
one.
Club 520 podcast. The
look best, at my African-American over here.
Best stories right now come from Jeff Teague.
He tells some great stories. He also says some things on the level of Kendrick Perkins when it comes to like sports stuff.
He does.
Suggesting trades that make absolutely no sense.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But he's more entertaining than Perk.
Yeah. You can call in. Give us your list.
Mm-mm.
713.
How come nobody's mentioned Brandon Cooks?
The new Bill?
Yeah.
Why Brandon Cooks?
Well,
what's the rest of the number?
How powerful he is.
713-780-3776.
713-780.
ESPN.
3776.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. I mean.
Desperate times for the Bills.
Yeah.
Not a
this
lot there.
This is such an important topic that no other show is going to tackle this.
Well, no one's going to give or lend the credence to Kendrick Perkins and his thoughts like we will. We're not going to – no other show is going to investigate what he said and go, you know what, maybe he has some points, and then create a list of our own.
Shedeur Sanders – for those of you just joining us, Kendrick Perkins says Shedeur Sanders is the most powerful black man since Barack Obama.
Because he had people – no, because I didn't clean it up.
Okay.
We had people, because
well,
he had people
it.
Running to his TV, their TVs to watch. That makes him powerful.
How many people actually tuned in for that game? I mean, he's talking about
a
the
Cleveland
first black president.
Who did they play, the Raiders?
Versus the starter for the Cleveland Browns, fifth-round starter for the Cleveland Browns.
Don't
Can
break
this
it down.
Be a dumber thing
Don't let's
to
not
say?
Break it down. We know it doesn't make any
yeah,
sense.
I love that. I love Kendrick Perkins.
You're trying to make sense of chaos, and that's not what's
you
gonna
know,
happen here.
But you know what? He's actually in that ESPN bubble though, that
where
Shedeur Sanders has that Barack Obama status.
And I think
that they have to talk about him.
It might be his own bubble as well. Right? When five people are texting you, your friends like, dude, are you watching Shedeur? Then you get this false sense of, man, everybody is watching this.
Everybody.
Everybody is.
Well, and every segment on ESPN is about Shedeur.
Yeah.
So it's like he is the most powerful.
Yeah.
Since
Barack Obama.
Since
not in general.
Well, yeah, I mean, let's go back. Okay, let's rank in history.
Where does Shedeur Sanders?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesse Owens, Jackie Robinson.
MLK.
Martin Luther King.
Ooh. Ahead or behind?
Well.
Del, questions.
Where would you rank? Martin Luther King or Shedeur?
I don't want to acknowledge what he just did there. I just want to point out that Kendrick Perkins.
I was getting his thoughts.
Probably couldn't think of any black person who's made any headlines or been prominent since 2009. He goes, look, I can go back to Barack, but nothing's happened since that point.
That's another great point.
Yeah.
He goes, look.
What else has happened?
He goes, I can't think of another black man who's done anything I guess. That's why he picked Shedeur.
Since 2009.
Yeah, couldn't think of another one.
Wait. Boy, you guys are,
really slacking.
Y'all are on a bit of a – you're taking some
taking
L's
some
down
L's.
Since
Kendrick
09.
Could not think of one black man who had done anything since 09.
It's been a quiet 16 years.
Yeah. It really has been.
And the wild thing is Barack Obama was appointed –
taking some L's.
According to Kendrick.
He was appointed in 2008, right?
He won and then he was – There was inaugurated in 09.
That first year, it was like, 2008 election, that was pretty important. Like that, you could start right there.
But nobody's done anything since
then?
Wow.
Well, not to the level of Shador.
Not to this level.
Of a Texas Bowl loser, Shador Sanders. Alamo Bowl loser, Shador Sanders.
A fifth rounder that is...
Who got beat up by BYU in the Alamo Bowl.
And that's why...
No one's done anything more prominent.
Guys, that's why they say it doesn't matter where you're drafted. It's what you do with the
opportunity.
Look
at Tom Brady and Shador. Tom Brady Shador. And Shador.
This isn't about Shador. This is about Kendrick Perkins not paying attention to any black people since 09.
He was busy playing in the NBA. He didn't have time
to pay
attention.
You don't have time for your foolishness?
No, he's the foolish one, not me.
You're foolish for
questioning.
He met
powerful black men in the NBA.
You're questioning. That's your foolishness. Let's get Elliot in here. Elliot, most powerful black man.
Yeah, Elliot.
Good morning, guys. I was looking at a few different options. I would say the guy that got away with 25 cases and policed two organizations, it's got to be Deshaun Watson, right?
Ooh. Deshaun Watson. I mean, is he more powerful? Guy. He's a backup to Shador.
Well, he's not active.
So. With $300 million in the bank.
Well, that's fine, but he's not Shador Sanders. I mean, whatever, Elliot.
Police two organizations.
He did.
How many games has he started for the Browns?
I mean, more than Shador.
Two, three?
No, he played.
How many cases did he get away with, and how much money did he
plead? That is true. That is true, but he's no Shador Sanders.
The problem with Deshaun Watson, here's what I can't put him up here, because a white man came in and did something that he did even better. Justin Tucker.
Well, I don't know that he. You think he improved upon?
He stole his bit, so it's like.
How long was Justin doing it though? I'm not sure he stole his bit. Justin's been pretty active. But you're right, white man. If white man can do that, Justin didn't catch nearly the heat that Deshaun did.
He's been trying out for teams. And
the Saints, the other direction, but he did try out for the Saints.
Did he try out or get signed?
No, they picked a different kicker, but he did get a workout.
Dang.
I thought he kicked somewhere. No?
No.
No, okay, just the try.
Yeah, but he didn't catch $25 million like this, $243 million like Deshaun did.
No, he did not do that as a kicker. No,
I mean, Elliot, that's a good point, but sorry.
That doesn't make him powerful.
Deshaun ain't no Shador.
Deshaun's infamous. I don't know how powerful he is. Yeah. Mulligan is more powerful than Deshaun is.
Well, he had that little towel. He was, according to the women, he was very powerful.
I don't. Stop. But that's not what we're talking about here.
We're not doing that.
Okay. His
this
agent.
This is a serious segment.
Well, then let's be serious, people. He ain't no Shador Sanders.
David Mulligan is more powerful than Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Agreed.
That's a more powerful
player. He gets his people out.
Yeah. Gets them paid.
He frees his people.
I really wish you hadn't used that phraseology.
Well, did he free Jalen Ramsey from the Jags?
Nope.
Did he free Dante Fowler?
At some point.
Did he free Deshaun?
I don't know where the line was, but I knew we were going to cross it at some point.
That was it.
And there it is.
He frees his people.
They weren't enslaved. They just were at places.
Oh, no. Really? Have you ever played for the Texans?
No, I work here, and it's probably
the
same way.
Or the Jags?
Way. Look, I work here, probably a worse environment than the Texans.
Really?
Really?
Are there enough people here to make it a bad environment?
Wait.
I mean, you get paid more over there.
Yeah. When Jack Easterby was there, was a busy bee?
He still got paid more over there. I understand,
but...
Man. No other black man since 2009 has done enough... To dethrone.
According to Kendrick Perkins.
Until Shador.
Bernie Sanders.
Not a black man.
Not really.
Bernard Sanders, not a black man.
Yeah. I mean, Bernard could be.
Well, the Sanders name is a strong
Bernie.
One, as we just pointed out. But no, Bernie's not black.
No. No. I don't think I'm going to say right now, I'm going to make a judgment here. I'm going to make the call. Bernie Sanders is not black.
Good one, John.
Thanks.
Good
That's
call.
The definitive
wow.
answer.
It's
on 8:57,
and we are way. We're not even.
Let's okay, combine these behind. Breaks. We're taking.
Are,
a break.
Are we doing another segment on Kendrick Perkins? Or are we?
No,
done?
I think we're good.
Wait, if somebody, we need a definitive answer. Okay. Who's more legit, powerful than Shedeur Sanders?
Jeff Hardy is more of an influential black man.
He's not a black man.
Yeah, but he's accepted.
What about Tom Hardy?
Not a black man.
Tom Hardy, no. Do you know that the black culture loves Jeff Hardy? Like, he is considered part of the culture. The wrestler, the Hardy brothers.
I don't even know.
Are you allowed to make that statement?
I'm just saying, no, I'm just saying what I see on Twitter.
You're speaking for the black community now.
No, I'm telling you. I'm not saying I
represent. Are you allowed to say that that's true or not?
It is, based on Twitter.
Oh, okay, based on Twitter.
Have you not seen this thing?
I'm not on wrestling Twitter.
No, okay. I'm not. I don't know. I don't even know who Jeff Hardy is.
He's a wrestler.
No one knows that.
I just told you he's a wrestler. He's his brother Matt is also a wrestler.
All right, how many breaks are we behind?
Oh.
One and a half.
All right.
The Mockingjays have weighed in.
Okay.
Barkevious Mingo, number
no,
one.
No. Stop naming football players.
Blake Snell.
He's not black, is he?
And Lamar Luttrell. Yeah.
Who is Lamar Luttrell?
It's a Mockingjay.
But Blake Snell's an actual baseball player.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And not black, though.
Perk needs La Raza's diet.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Keep Perk on whatever he's on, because it's awesome.
On Perk. He's probably on Perk.
I don't want to say he's on drugs.
Well, no, but
that statement suggests that he may have been influenced by drugs, yes.
Somebody said he has CTE. That's a possibility.
No, you don't get CTE from playing basketball.
Oh, you could. You don't bang your head on the floor?
Not as. We haven't seen those type of results after someone's analyzed a basketball player's brain.
Nope. Mm. Will Smith didn't play a doctor analyzing basketball brains.
Mm-mm. He wasn't screaming at Adam Silver, tell the truth. That wasn't Adam Silver wasn't in that movie.
Tell me the truth. All right, go to break.
Break.
Terrible.
Break.
What? Barkevious Mingo, huh?
Barkevious Mingo.
What about Sam Montgomery? You just start naming LSU defensive ends who didn't do anything in the pros?
Right. Well, Barkevious did. He played for a long time. Played for our Texans. He was a great Texan.
No, he wasn't.
Wasn't he here during the bad years?
Yes, he was.
Really bad years? Well,
yes. When they were filling out a roster, yes.
No, they were. That was consequential.
Now we'll go to break.
Break.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.